Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, and this report is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Why is it every time I come on, Jonathan's complaining about something? What's the matter now?
Go get him, Daryl.
I went to the draft yesterday, Daryl, and I saw you know, hanging out in your palatial estate, you know, not going to the draft, estate. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go out there and do it now, and then I wish I would have made your decision. I feel like you were the smarter person yesterday.
Well, I was the one doing all the work for this station. What are you complaining about?
Whoa! Daryl, we're supposed to be buddies. Hey, what is going on here? Hey.
Wow, Daryl's just killing you.
I would have loved to have been that if I had work to do. I could be out there socializing, hanging out, chillaxing, you know, doing
Yeah, it's like I had a pina colada and I was on a beach. It was 45 degrees in rain.
If you love pina coladas.
So once in a life experience and you're complaining about it.
What a complainer.
I mean, it's not. I got to be honest. I got to shoot it straight. I knew going into it. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and wax poetic on like some fantastic event. Like it was set up nicely. But ultimately what it is you're sitting there and you're waiting for these selections. And maybe I was just so far away.
That has nothing to do with Cleveland. Your complaint has nothing to do with Cleveland. It's boring in between picks.
I love Cleveland, but the draft event itself is just like not an interesting event. Like you're sitting there waiting around.
On television, it came off great. The house band in between the picks, you could hear that. I hear them clearly on television. They sounded great. I thought the commissioner pausing for Sweet Caroline was hilarious, even though I kind of find the song somewhat annoying these days. But, there were some great moments. Like I said, Cleveland came off great on TV. The draft was presented well. I was busy between picks, so I guess I was unable to fall into the boredom that you experienced. So I rescind my criticism, Jonathan. I am sorry you had such a boring night at the
And nice
the
job
NFL
by
draft.
the young woman from Shaw High School who she was fired up. I don't know her
Maya,
name.
Yeah, she did a great job. She was I was out at Shaw High School this afternoon for the groundbreaking for their new field that the Browns are putting in for them. And the commissioner gave her a shout out. Kevin Stefanski gave her a shout out. Actually, the commissioner said that there are people that would like her to replace him handling the podium at the draft. So yeah, she did a fabulous job. Just overall, the presentation was great. Joe Thomas, Bernie Kosar, Jarvis Landry, it was all great. I mean, it was distinctly Cleveland, and it was by the way, could hear the Pittsburgh Sucks chants clear as day through the television as well.
That was good. The Wild Bernie chant was great. The Pittsburgh Sucks chant was great. Like there were moments that were like pretty awesome, and you had to like, okay, I feel like I'm even in the stadium to a degree. You're like, okay, this is great. It just they were fleeting was all it was, but it was very cool to see Bernie get some credit right there as well.
Well, next
time fans cared more about Bernie than Joe Thomas.
Yeah. Well, Bernie, Bernie is a football god in Northeast Ohio Bowl. He really is.
Yeah, I know that, but I thought Joe Thomas was too.
Yeah. in my view, he is, but,
By the way, the young woman's name was Maya Tomoto. I apologize for saying her last name wrong. But she was fired up. I like that.
She really was. She was great.
Yeah. Anyway, Daryl, did you get to shovel some dirt for this new field?
I did not. I observed it. I'm not important enough to do something like that. But I give the Haslam and the Johnson families credit. It's the 10th field that they have paid for here in Northeast Ohio. And quite honestly, that's a community that desperately needs it.
No doubt about that.
And also a little piece of history, the Cleveland Rams, now the Los Angeles Rams, once played on that very plot of land. So, and practiced in that historic site. So it's great. They're getting a new field and a new stadium there. They desperately need it. And, it was nice to see the commissioner come out and, support the Haslam and Johnson families and kicking that off today.
All right, Daryl, what'd you think of the pick the Browns made?
It certainly made sense. I like it. The only thing that I kind of circled the injuries. Three straight years he got nicked up there, but man, he can cover. People point to the lack of interceptions, and bottom line is it got to a point last year where opposing quarterbacks just didn't want to throw in his direction. So I really like the pick of Greg Newsom. It's a fail-safe pick as well. And here's the interesting thing, Bull. Andrew Berry doesn't tip his hand. Right. But if you pay attention to what he's saying, he kind of tells you what he's going to do. He might not get specific in his plans, but he tells you what he's going to do. And he told us going into the draft that he was going to take a large overview, non-instant gratification approach to the draft. And that's exactly what the pick of Newsom was last night. It's insurance just in case Greedy Williams is not able to bounce back from that nerve injury in his shoulder. It's insurance if in 2 years Denzel Ward hits free agency and gets paid a ton of money that the Browns just can't fit him within their cap structure or whatever. And also, look at what the Ravens and the Bengals did last night. Well, the Browns could use a little secondary depth after that. So all around, just an intelligent selection by Andrew Berry. And one that I find very difficult to criticize, quite honestly.
Yeah, Daryl, we love the move. I think it's great. I in particular, just going cornerback there, and you had a couple different options, but it's just such a premium position. It kind of just made a lot of sense for Andrew Berry there.
Yeah, it really did. And listen, I'm expecting tonight, Browns coming in tonight with three picks. I'm expecting three more defensive players, to be perfectly honest with you. Maybe a wide receiver. Because when you look at the big, again, going back to what Berry told us going into the draft, looking at the big picture type of thing, maybe not so much an immediate need, but next year or in 2023, receiver could be a need, or will be, I should say, a need, because they'll have the decision with Odell and Jarvis, and can they pay them both? And, Rashard Higgins is on a one-year deal. A couple others, those receivers are on expiring contracts as well. So, but on the defensive side of the ball, especially on the defensive line, a lot of short-term commitment there. So it makes sense for them to go ahead and add some depth there, regardless of, Berry talking about his belief in the guys that they already have up front. Bottom line, outside of Myles Garrett, not a lot of commitment up front from a long-term perspective. So I really think adding, whether it's an edge rusher or a defensive tackle, would make perfect sense tonight.
All right, Daryl, good stuff as always, man. Enjoy the rest of the draft. We'll talk to you on Monday to recap it.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the draft as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.